All right, here's another thing. It's a dead mic. The reason you weren't coming through good is because you're on yellow. You just now turned it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just now turned it. See?
Well, they told me in Louisville here a couple of weeks ago when I went down there and they replaced the, well, I don't know exactly what they replaced. They did more than replace... They did more than replace the battery in the pacemaker. They did something. They had to work with a line. It wasn't going to the heart right and some other things. But they called me about a day before I went into the... Thank you. About a day before I went to the hospital and told me that they needed to see me down there at such a time to set up a date to put the battery back in the pacemaker. And I said, okay. So before that date came, I ended up in the hospital down in Louisville with another situation. And Laverne talked to them, and they said, well, he's on his way to the hospital down there now. Could they just do this while he's there? Well, they did it. And they told us that it only had a very little time left on the battery power. That it was such a little amount of time that it had gone to energy saver, which means it cut down on its functioning, which means I cut down on my functioning. And then they put that, they did the work and put it back and got me out of there and told me what to do and how to watch things and what I might expect from this and that and the other. And so anyway, we went through all that. But after I had that replacement, and as soon as I got on my feet, it was like I became the boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
the energy bunny. And, but I just have to realize that the energy in the legs wears out after a little bit, but it used to be just standing where you got. Hey, I'm good because I'm upright. And now, you know, you get to the point where you can just get a little bit of this into it. And I believe this morning, changing the subject, that a bunch of our mothers must have gone to church with their kids or something. You know, it usually works that the kids go to church with their mothers. But I think you bought a lot more flowers than we got mothers here this morning.
I want them to take, if they know somebody that needs a flower, or if they want to take a flower to their moms, wherever they are, they can take a flower. We have flowers here by the time they're at the end of service.
Okay, we have flowers for all the mothers at the end of the service. And it looks like if you want to take one to your mother that may not be here, or to someone else, you feel free to get a one or two or whatever. And before we go into the other part of it, I want us to go in prayer and pray over our prayer list. And on it so far, we have Dot's sister, Joan. Is she having work on her done or just having trouble with her heart? Amen. Joanne's going for, she's having problems with her heart. She's going for some tests on Tuesday. Herb's been having some problems with his hip and some pain in it. We need to, are you going to the doctors about it, or are you just asking for Thursday? Okay. We're going to pray for him today. And then Larry Neat, a friend of ours, well, he's actually a brother-in-law to you, isn't he, Jimmy? And he's a friend of ours. We've known his family for years. And he needs a healing. Have you heard any more from him since you talked to us?
My brother told me that he came in on Saturday for Mother's Day. And he went by and said that they know about Monday. I think it is. But they're done.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about
But I think it's, I mean, so far the diagnosis is kind of a life-threatening thing if they get into the dentist.
It don't really look good, but I mean, either the doctor or the hospital, they won't say nothing until Monday.
Okay, well, you know, God can do a mighty work before Monday. And then Alan and Jennifer Grimes, we need to remember them in prayer. Anybody else? Cole?
John.
Yeah, and I was going to put him on here. John, if you're hearing this morning, the Lord's on your side. Pat Wheeler family. Bad Linda. Okay. Son-in-law Johnny Glenn. Miriam. Okay. Amen. Okay. Okay, and here, yeah, okay, here's another one. I mean, Cheryl Jackson has got a stomach virus. So, Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. And this is the day the Lord has made. And we'll rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us life and you've given it to us abundantly. You, Lord God, have called us to walk in your power, in your authority, and in your grace. And Lord God, when we do that, in spite of what goes on around us, we are more than a conqueror in all these things because of Christ Jesus. And Lord, as we come before you now and we lift up these names that we've spoken out to you, Cheryl and Joan, and Herb, and Larry, and Alan, and Jennifer, and John, and Pat and her family, and Johnny Glenn, and Kayla, Lord God, touch them. Touch their lives, Lord God, and where they need healing, let that healing flow. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your mercy and your love for each one of us, that you, Lord God, have made provision for us to have abundant life. And Lord, as we reach out to you, that abundant life flows to us. And we thank you, Lord God, for it. We know that it's a thief that comes to steal and to kill and destroy, but you came you might have life and have it more abundantly. And Lord God, I just ask for abundant life for these names that we've spoken. And Father, those that are not with us today for various reasons, Lord God, I pray that you would touch them, Father, by your Spirit. Let them know, Lord God, that we love them, we miss them. We thank you, Father, that you give us the opportunity to encounter people along the way in our lives, even as Ricardo shared this morning, that we can be a blessing to if we're just open and obedient, Lord God. We just let your presence and your love flow out from us. Father, I pray for mothers everywhere today. Mothers don't have an easy job. And the society seems to be making it harder because it's trying to change the definition and the role of mothers and even fathers. And Lord God, we don't stereotype them. We know, Lord God, that anybody can achieve. Lord, you had judges in the Old Testament, and among those judges were women. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all of the blessings of motherhood. Father, I rejoice this morning that I live in the United States. And everything that's wrong with it, Lord God, it's still the best place on earth to be living. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're in charge. And that as we, your people, take our stand and call out to you and to trust you and to believe in you, Lord God, that we will see this nation revived. We thank you, Lord God, for that. And we thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in the world. Father, it's not like that you're not accomplishing anything, even though we look around us and we see the negative. But Lord God, train us to see the positive. Help us to see what you're doing and not what's happening to try to prevent what you're doing. And Lord Lord God, we just rejoice in you this morning. And it's this time together today. Lord, touch anyone in this place that's under attack by an infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Why? Because the devil wants to take us down. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from part of them, all of them. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. And let us hold on to that this morning. If you have pain in your body this morning, you release it into Jesus' custody, he'll take it. He took our pains and carried our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. And so now we call upon that healing power for those that are here this morning. Lord God, you promised in your word that you'd supply all of our need, singular, not needs, but our need, the need that takes care of everything that we need. And Lord, I thank you that as we go out from here, you take care of our financial needs, our emotional needs, our mental needs, our physical needs, our spiritual needs, our social needs. All of those things you take care of. And we thank you for it this morning. Lord God, just simply being in your presence. Just being in your presence right here together this morning, Lord God, makes us a candidate for a miracle. Makes us one that can see bodily affliction released from us. Pain in us that will go. Worry and stress that will cease. And Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wednesday.